Once you recognize and embrace the uniqueness of you, there is very little that will be able to stand in your way. Today on Growing Hope, we're sharing ideas on how you can understand the unique qualities of you so you can be all you're designed to be.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are having fun, making friends, and finding ways to be relentlessly helpful. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your purveyor of snarky rainbows, sharing a little twisted encouragement to make you smile. Because who doesn't need a little encouragement for the day, and sharing the smile with you makes me smile that much more. And that lets me share even more encouragement and smiles. And that fuels my possibilities. The more we are fueled for possibility, the more we pursue those possibilities, the more likely we're going to reach our desired destination. It's when the fuel runs low. It's when we get tired or discouraged or distracted that we begin to get into trouble. It's when the fuel runs low that you struggle to be your true, unique, authentic self. We're more likely to try to conform because conforming looks easier. I mean, you don't have to think about much of anything when you're conforming because someone else has done all the thinking and planning and dictating for you. So it looks easier. It sounds easier. But ultimately, conforming is a mirage and it steals your energy and focus away from your simple truth. You are unique. You're not supposed to do it like anyone else. You're not supposed to be like everyone. You're not supposed to conform because you are not like anyone else out there. Discover the unique you to stay fueled and focused for your possibilities. You are a unique combination of awesomeness. There is no other person quite like you. You have a unique viewpoint. You see through your eyes, your experience, your knowledge, and your tilt. You have a unique filter. You have a way of taking in information and processing it through your thought funnel. And you have unique desires. It's those things that you want that may not align with what others may want, or they may not even understand it. And finally, you have unique goals. You're going places specific to you, to your dreams and hopes, and those nurtured aspirations. When you make the choice to embrace your uniqueness, then you will be bold in living out the importance of you. Because you matter. You need to believe in that fact. You need to believe that you matter. Most of my life, people have told me that I wasn't quite normal. I don't think they meant it as a compliment, but that's how I've always chosen to see it. And that only fuels and adds to my not normal resume. I was blessed to have people around me most of my life that encouraged me to be unique. They even dared me to stand out from the crowd. And then I read the book, The Little Prince, and that added to my understanding of how we are each unique in all the world. Once I quit trying to just stand out from the crowd and began to simply embrace my uniquenesses, and I began investing in building up my possibilities, it changed my ability to go because my focus shifted from what others were thinking to what I was believing. When you are acting on your believing, then you will have more motivation to make it happen. When you are pushing into your possibilities, then you will have the fire that will fuel your ability to keep going. When you shift your focus from what they say, whether it's the limits that they're trying to put on you, or even the daring to be outside of the box, whatever they are telling you, when you quit thinking about what they say and really look down into your heart, it allows you to be focused on your possibilities and your potentials, which creates the drive to bring to life the unique you that you were designed to be. That focus makes all the difference in how you go and where you go, because you know why you are going. You are pursuing the unique you and growing that up into all your potential. Discover the unique you so that you can live out the you that you were designed to be. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will work through these ideas for unlocking and embracing the unique you. I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.catherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin McLeod and Competech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
This is Mason Hawks of the United Earth Central Core. I've encountered an unidentified spacecraft that has refused to answer all attempts to communicate. It has reacted in a hostile manner and launches several combat fighters to engage me. My ship is damaged and I'm not going to make it, so I've done a memory scan and embedded it in this transmission. Please. I'm not sure how I got here or even where here is.
Can you boost the signal?
I woke up in the wreckage of a crashed shuttle. Is anyone receiving this? Can anyone out there hear me?
The relay satellite has been destroyed. My signal's too weak.
If you can hear this, you've got to warn Earth. We are being invaded.
There's no hope of warning Earth in time.
The aliens that shot down my shuttlecraft plan to take over UCC territory.
They surrounded the station.
I'm stranded on this primitive backwater planet and trapped in some kind of experimental biosuit. We are being attacked by some
There's
sort of...
There's just too many of them.
Some sort of shape-changing alien beings. If you are receiving this... Please, relay the warning to Earth.
Stars of the Connery by S.P. Dorning. Ask for it at your local bookstore or order it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble today. Audio produced by SpiritBlade.net. Christian sci-fi and fantasy. Unsterilized, unsafe, unleashed.
Hello, and welcome back to Growing Hope, the Uniquely You edition. I am Catherine Lang, your resident Hope Smith and Dream Igniter. I know that you are unique in all the world, and I encourage you to find, plan, and fulfill all your uniquenesses. Learn more by visiting coachforfocus.com. The right focus makes all the difference when it comes to living out your possibilities. If you believe in your uniquenesses, then you will live out a life that is bold in those uniquenesses. If you shift your focus just a little bit, maybe to others, then you're going to get tangled up in those others and for those others. Know you to define and live your way. Have you ever taken a moment to write down all the things that make you unique in all the world? I was challenged a while back, several years ago, to make a list of all the things I love to do, the things I knew I could do, the things others would ask me to do, the things people said I was good at, you know, and on and on and on and on. To this day, I continue to add to that list, looking for the uniquenesses and the qualities that make me up so that I can understand how all this weaves together. Even those tests that you can take online, I'll print out my results and see how those align with the path that I'm on. If you never take the time to see the unique you, then you will struggle to know the unique you and to walk bold in your path. So the first thing is that you have to understand, you are a unique combination of awesomeness. There's no other person quite like you. My husband will tell you it's a good thing that there are no others out there quite like me. It makes me laugh just thinking about it. I can hear him right now. I don't know if y'all can, and he's not even in the house. Of course, there are others that are similar to me. I mean, there are plenty of snarky rainbow brothers and sisters out there. There are lots of possibility thinkers, and there are encouragers walking around that I love to connect with. But I'm the only me. And several years ago, my youngest son called and he left a voice message. He was always leaving voice messages, and I recorded a lot of them. And I wanted to share with y'all one of the voice messages, but it's a whole lot funnier to me, his mom, than it would be to y'all, so I'm not going to make you endure it. But let's just say he calls and he's like, "I'm going to be your awesomeness. Awesomeness." I can no longer think of awesomeness without hearing him in my head. And I love it. It brings so much joy. It makes me dance. It makes me smile. And it makes me all that more awesome. So the second thing is to understand you have a unique viewpoint. You see things through your experiences, your knowledge, your tilt, and of course your eyes, because they're your eyes. My dad once told me that I have always had a positive tilt. I always looked for the possibilities, even when I was little. Very little ever came up against me that I didn't choose to find that positive place. He often joked that if he had put me in a room of manure, I would have started digging because I would have just been completely convinced that somewhere there had to be a pony. Whenever something comes up in the family, I always see it through that tilt. I can't not see it through that tilt. I've tried to not see it through that tilt. I struggle to understand why the people around me don't see it in a positive light. And believe me, some of the people around me don't see it. But it's because we're different and we each have a unique viewpoint. By the way, that's a good thing. We need unique viewpoints to keep things interesting and to help us to see ways that we couldn't see on our own. So you have a unique viewpoint. And when you understand that, it makes it easier to understand you. The third thing is you have a unique filter. You have a particular way that you ingest information and that you filter through that information. You have a way that you funnel what you receive through the who you are and where you are and how you are. The other day I was watching a live broadcast about writing and engaging in the chat portion of the broadcast while I was participating in a Twitter chat while I was writing on a fiction project. And I was jumping from one thing to the next and back again. All of them were opened up on the screen so I could really monitor what was going on and keep up. And I was ingesting all this information and even sharing sometimes with my husband, who does not funnel information that way. He's a one platform at a time kind of person. He's getting the information he needs, but one platform at a time. I prefer to multi-funnel. I also get the information I need through my multi-funnel, but I can't do it his way efficiently, and he can't do it my way efficiently. We each have our unique ways for filtering what we need. The fourth thing is you have unique desires. You will dream of things that others could not consider and definitely wouldn't understand. I mean, I dream of doing a talk show, radio show, focused on hope and possibility every day. I could talk about it every day. The only thing that I enjoy more than talking about hope and possibility is talking about purpose. I love the chance to talk about inspiration and encouragement because it inspires me. But man, I have some friends that would pass out at the mere thought of having to talk just to a group of folks. Forget talking consistently about anything to others. That's just not their thing. You have unique desires, and those desires spring up from your heart seat, which is part of the reason others will never understand. And finally, you have unique goals. You have a destination that you want to reach, and that is fed and nurtured by the elements of you. Nobody else can define your goals because nobody else can envision your goals. If I say to you that I have a goal of moving every day for 15 minutes, you automatically have a vision about what that means to you. That doesn't necessarily mean that to me. We can have similar goals. We can even have the same big picture, but we have different ways of getting there. And really, ultimately, we have a different complete vision of what that means. The perfect example is National Novel Writing Month. That's November. Every November, people all over the globe are aiming to reach a goal of 50,000 words in 1 month. But every single one involved in this challenge have a different vision of what that means. A different why, what, how, and when that's getting them to where they're going. So even though the goal appears to be the same on the surface, the goal will be unique to each and every one of us because you are unique. You're unique in all the world. Every strand of you has been carefully chosen and woven into the tapestry of you. All the strands are necessary and they create the full picture of your design. But if you pull one strand, it begins to unravel. I've always enjoyed the journey. That's just how I am. When I first launched Growing Hope, I worked with an expert to rebuild my website and to rebrand so that I would really take advantage of this new step. I shared my uniquenesses, the things that fueled my encouragement, and the direction I saw me going. And I was told I needed to adjust. Basically, I was told to conform. And surprise, surprise, since it was from an expert, I chose to listen to the expert and I turned my back on the uniqueness of me. It seemed like the easier thing to do because all I had to do was what I was told to do. But it was exhausting. It was exhausting because it wasn't natural to me. Now, the moment I chose to readjust back to my uniqueness and to move forward in my design, then I began to have the courage and the motivation and the consistency to keep on going. The going becomes easier because when you're content in you, then that's what's driving you. It's the unique design that's driving you into your possibilities. You're no longer wasting your resources trying to do something other than what you were designed to do. When you choose to be you, then you will have what you need to live out your design and to live out your place in purpose. But you have to understand and uncover the unique you. Make time to discover your uniquenesses so you can have the focus to walk out your design. Growing Hope needs to take one more break. And when we come back, we're going to finish up the focus on how to unlock your uniquenesses. Growing Hope will be back after these messages.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backsplash. I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be
a... I want to be
a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Travel along with Cal, Press, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Are you ready to break out of the ordinary into the extraordinary? Did you know that you were designed on purpose for a purpose and that your purpose is unique in all the world? Place and Purpose offers 4 questions to begin unlocking your uniqueness and then creating a plan to pursue your purpose with boldness. Order your copy by visiting www.katherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and CompTech.com. It's licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we have been finding the ways to uncover the uniqueness that is locked up inside you, because you are unique in all the world. You have a particular place and purpose here that you can only fulfill when you embrace your uniqueness. I am Catherine Lang, focus coach and darer of big dreams. I'm here to help you dream big and live bold. Visit coachforfocus.com to learn more, or harnessyourwhy.com today. You need to have a focus on your unique design if you're going to live bold and dream big. And you need to live bold and dream big if you're going to grow up your heart seed into all your possibilities. I am not the same. And every time I embrace that idea, I smile. I mean, let's be honest. I'm not the same as I was yesterday. I'm not going to be the same as I was tomorrow as I am today. So I definitely can't be the same as anybody else. It brings me joy to know that I am not crafted to be or to do like anyone else. And if I'm unique, then there has to be a place and a purpose that can only be completed within my uniqueness. That is my place in God's purpose. You need to discover your uniqueness. You have a unique combination of awesomeness. You have a unique viewpoint. You have a unique filter. You have unique desires, and you have unique goals. A life worth living begins when you discover and begin fulfilling the unique you. Are there days when you do nothing but look forward to the weekend? A life that is focused on unique purpose will enjoy the journey no matter what day of the week. Are you tired before you even get out of bed? A life focused on unique design will be infused with the energy to take the next step. Are you working only for a paycheck? A life rolled up in uniqueness will have more than money on the mind and more than money driving the heart. Are you looking for excuses or a way out of what you've been doing? A unique purpose will provide the motivation for finding reasons to do what needs to be done. When you know your uniqueness, it creates energy and ignites the enthusiasm that will drive your determination. A life of anything else will struggle to go. You need to be determined to discover the unique you so that you are positioned to be all that you're designed to be. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope, where we are building lives of possibilities and extraordinary one little bit at a time. I appreciate your investment in this journey, and I'm looking forward to hearing your stories of uniqueness. Be sure to connect with me over at Growing Hope Radio Facebook page, where you can share and engage and also catch up on any of the episodes you may have missed. People often complain because they aren't sure where they're going or they don't know why they are here. When you invest in uncovering and growing up your heart seed, then you will find the frustrations of that not knowing gets out of the way. It crumbles down around you so that you have the ability to take the next step. Each little bit you uncover and unlock will get you that much closer to fulfilling your big dreams. Your uniqueness makes you worth it because your uniqueness was designed on purpose and for a purpose and for such a time as this. When you accept your uniqueness and when you dare to let your uniqueness take the lead, then you will be able to stand against a world that does not condone those that dare to be different. Accept your uniqueness and live the life of extraordinary that you are called to fulfill. You have it in you right now. It has been woven in you one strand at a time. You are amazingly awesome and chosen on purpose and for a purpose. Embrace it. Let it guide that next step and let it push you into all of your possibilities, even if it's just one little bit at a time. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to tell you that hope makes a difference. Because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.